Misfits Audio presents The Pen is Mightier.
Pete? Are you out there? It's me.
Is that you, Mr. Oates?
Yes, Sheriff.
I thought I told you to go home, son.
You did, but I can't.
You're not even armed. Need I remind you that the thing my men and I are hunting out here is extremely dangerous?
No, sir. I'm well aware of that fact.
Then, since you're not a member of law enforcement, why are you still here?
It's a long story.
Perhaps you can tell me after we kill this critter.
You can't kill it.
Sure we can. That's what we're out here for. Are you okay, son?
Yes, sir.
You look pretty pale in this moonlight.
I'm fine.
I'll be right there. You could get hurt if you stay, Mr. Oates. Why don't you head home? My men and I will get this thing. Mark my words, it will be dead by morning. Darn kid, has no idea what we're hunting out here.
That's where you're wrong, Sheriff. I know exactly what you're hunting. That's why I can't let you kill it. Kill him.
Joel Oates, 22, has joined a hunting party in a wooded area of his town for something. However, he has no intention of killing the prey, as the sheriff and his officers do. What the hunted thing is cannot be disclosed now, but you'll learn all about it, and the pen is mightier.
It seems like it's been going on forever, but it only started 2 days ago. Pete and I had been out in Chinatown on a bender. I was feeling pretty good, but Pete was really drunk. I stopped by his apartment the next morning to make sure he was okay. Pete, are you alive in there? Jeez, man, you look like hell.
Good. I'd hate to feel so rotten and look like my usual handsome self. Come on in. I was with you last night, right?
Uh-huh.
What did we do?
You don't remember?
Not much.
We went to Chinatown. You put away more than a few scorpion bowls.
Oh, well, that explains all these little paper umbrellas on the floor.
You said they were trophies, and you insisted on bringing them home.
Did we eat? I have a vague recollection of spare ribs.
We went to a little joint called Han Dynasty. You didn't eat much, but boy, did you give the waitstaff a hard time.
What did I do?
You called them every insulting name you could think of. You almost got us tossed out of the place.
Yeah, big deal. They're used to that. I'm not the first guy to use that kind of language in a Chinese restaurant. It goes with the territory.
You weren't much better when we stumbled out of there and went a few doors down.
Oh, what was there?
The tattoo parlor.
We didn't.
I didn't, but you got one after calling the old Asian tattoo artist every prejudiced name in the book.
What did I get?
A lion. You said that Rachel likes lions.
She does. Where'd I get it?
Right here, on your chest.
Let me get this t-shirt off and have a look in the bathroom mirror. Say, it's not bad. I think Rachel will like it.
That's funny.
What is?
I had a good buzz going, but I wasn't nearly as drunk as you were. I could have sworn that tat was smaller last night.
It's the same size it always was. Tattoos don't grow. Yes. I think the little lady will really find this sexy.
I love it.
I knew you would.
It's so manly.
On your right, right.
You know how I love lions. I had always hoped you'd get a tattoo, sweetie, but I never wanted to ask.
You should have said something. I would have gotten one much sooner. Anything for you.
What made you get one?
Several scorpion bowls.
You and Joel?
Me and Joel, yes.
You know I don't like you going out drinking with him.
Joel's a good guy. I've known him since grammar school. Besides, those scorpion bowls did convince me to get the tat.
I suppose some good came out of it then.
You really like it?
I do. It's a little bigger than I've seen most people get, though.
Not as big as my love for you.
What's this?
What?
Right here on the lion's head. It looks like hair.
On me? I've never had chest hair in my life.
You have now. It's very soft and brown.
Brown? I've got black hair. what's left of it.
This hair is brown. It almost feels like fur.
Where are you, Pete?
In the can.
Is it safe to come near you?
What do you think, I called you over here to watch me on the toilet? Get in here. It's important.
Sure thing. Did Rachel like the tat?
She did, but that's not the point. Take a look at it. Doesn't it look bigger?
Yeah, but you told me that tats don't grow. Well,
this one does. And look at this.
Huh. It looks like...
You can say it. Fur. Like a lion's mane.
That's not...
Something weird's going on, Joel. Rachel noticed the hair, or fur, or, whatever it is. I figured it was best to get rid of it, so I came in here, lathered up the tat, and did a close shave.
But the hair's still there.
No, it came off, but it grew back even more.
So quickly?
Yeah. Hurt a little when it did, too. Watch. I'll try it again.
Aren't you gonna lather it up before shaving?
It won't matter. Watch. And there. It's gone. Right?
It sure is.
Watch this.
What the hell? There's even more hair now. And that tat's definitely grown since you got it. It's covering almost a third of your chest.
I'm scared, man. I don't know what's going on. Maybe I need to see a doctor.
What's a doctor gonna do?
I don't know. I'm sick, right?
I don't know if you'd call this sick.
I'm certainly not healthy. How could this... That tat artist... He must have done this to me. The old guy in Chinatown.
Why would he...
You said I mouthed off to him when I was drunk. Called him some not-too-nice names. This must be his revenge.
You're talking foolishness now.
Am I?
How could a tattoo artist do something like this to you?
Do you have a better idea? You know those Asians. They're all into herbs and magic and stuff.
They are?
Sure they are. This is his way of getting back at me for that night.
What are you gonna do?
We're gonna go back to Chinatown, find that guy. Get him to reverse the spell or whatever this is he's placed on me.
What makes you think he will?
Cash makes me think he will. Cold, hard cash. He'll grease his palm. He'll fix things, you'll see. You're sure this is where the tat parlor was?
Definitely. Don't you remember?
Ugh, let's not get into what I do and don't remember again, okay?
The place is empty, all gated up. Where could he have gone?
We have to find him.
That tat is starting to creep up your neck.
I know, I can feel it every time it grows. Wait a minute. You said we had some chow around here, right?
We did.
Where's the restaurant? Maybe they'll know what happened to the tattoo guy.
Welcome, gentlemen, a table for two.
No, thanks.
No?
Are you the owner?
I am the manager. The owner is not here right now. I am Mr. Wu.
You'll do.
Haven't you eaten here before, the other night?
Yeah.
I remember you. You caused trouble. I should have thrown you both out into the street. Why have you come back here after that display?
I'm sorry for that night, sir. I was drunk.
That is not an excuse. Man should be able to handle his liquor. If not, he should not drink.
I said I was sorry.
You called many of my best waiters very mean names. You are a prejudiced man. Those names hurt their feelings.
I'm sorry, okay? I'm sorry. It'll never happen again.
See that it doesn't. I am not sure I want to seat you.
Mr. Wu, we're both very sorry about the other night. We need your help.
You are asking for my help after what you did?
Yes. Please.
What do you need?
We're trying to locate the man who had a tattoo parlor a few doors down from here.
Mr. Chang?
Is that his name?
Older man, thin, with strong glasses.
Joel?
That sounds like him. Where can we find him? His shop is closed.
He has left the neighborhood.
To go where?
He said he was heading back to China.
Oh no!
I believe he mentioned a home in Hunan. Why do you wish to see Mr. Chang?
For this.
My, that must have taken him hours.
He didn't do all this. He drew a small lion tattoo right here. It's been growing ever since. It's out of control.
After you left here that night, you went to the tattoo parlor?
Yes.
Did you call Mr. Chang any of the names you said here?
Yeah?
Then I am afraid there is nothing that can be done for one so foolish.
What do you mean? There must be.
Mr. Chang is a very proud older man. I took great offense at the names you called my waiters. I'm sure Mr. Chang was even more offended. He looks as though he has cast a spell upon you for your prejudiced words.
They were just words.
Perhaps to you, not to him. He's very proud of his heritage. From the looks of that tattoo, you must have really insulted him.
I didn't mean it. It was...
I know. The alcohol. That would make no difference to a man like Mr. Chang. You said what you said, and he has cursed you.
But he's a tattoo artist.
Now, yes. But in China, he was... What would you Americans call it? A medicine man. For many years, he studied herbs and ancient spells. He must have cast one of those over your friend.
How can I get the spell reversed?
I do not know.
You must!
I do not dabble in spells and magic as Mr. Chang does. I run a restaurant.
Is there anyone around town who might be able to help?
From what little I know of such things, the spell must be removed by the man who cast it. And Mr. Chang is unlikely to do that.
I'll pay him. I'll pay him any amount he wants.
Mr. Chang is not possessed of money as your people are. His pride has been hurt. You cannot put a dollar value on that.
This is insane.
You said he went back to China.
Yes.
Would you have his phone number?
I do not. He ate here sometimes, but we were not very close. As I mentioned, I seem to remember him saying his home was in Hunan. You can try to track him down with that information on a computer. But that surname is very common among my people.
We'll find him.
Perhaps you will. May I offer you one word of advice?
Yes.
Hurry.
What's with the hoodie?
The more I'm covered up, the less I'll see of this damn tattoo.
You'd better call Rachel and tell her not to come over.
Good idea. I don't want her seeing me like this. It's all over my face now.
I'll be back as soon as I can.
Where are you going?
To my place.
Why?
I've got the internet there. You don't. If I'm gonna track down Mr. Chang, I'll have to do it online.
Do you think you can find him?
I'm sure gonna try.
In a hurry?
I'll do my best.
Pete, it's me. I was down the street at the deli with Mom and Mrs. Wilson, so I thought we could visit while they have their chat. Open up!
No! Not now!
Come on, honey.
I tried to call you. Please, go back to the deli.
What?
Go! I can't see you now. Please, leave.
Pete? Pete, what's wrong? I've got the extra key. I'm coming in.
Don't!
Yes, I am the one you are looking for.
Thank God.
But I have no desire to speak with you.
Please, sir, I've been online for hours. You have no idea how many Changs I've called. Please don't hang up on me.
You have done all this for your friend?
I have. We really need your help.
I take it my work has grown?
Very much. When I left Pete a few hours ago, the tattoo had taken over a good portion of his body. Even his face.
I have not lost my touch.
Mr. Chang, we need you to reverse what you've done.
I cannot.
My friend's life may be in danger.
I have no doubt it is.
He's willing to make it up to you.
How?
Money?
Do not insult me. Mere money cannot make amends for the foul things he said to me.
He's very sorry. He really is.
He insulted me. He insulted my family, my people, and in my place, our business. He will not do so again.
Please, you have to put a stop to this.
I cannot.
please?
You fail to understand me. When I say I cannot, I mean it. I intentionally used a spell that night that can never be reversed. Not even by me.
How could...
Your alcoholic friend will soon become Helan. He tattoo will take over his entire body and transform him. He will be covered in fur from head to toe. Only wish I could witness it. It would make my retribution complete.
You're just gonna let this happen to him?
Yes.
Mr. Chang. Mr. Chang. Pete, where are ya? Pete? Rachel's handbag. What's that do? Oh my god. Pete. You? What's that you're eating? Oh no. Rachel. It's me. Remember? No, Pete, don't! Come back! Pete! What only days ago had been my friend leapt into the air, broke through the window, and took off running towards the nearby woods. Not much later, Rachel's mom showed up, looking for her daughter. After she stopped screaming, she called Sheriff Costello. It was too late for Rachel. There wasn't much left of her. Pete had had a feast. The sheriff found it hard to believe that a lion had been loose in Pete's apartment, but the evidence was the evidence. He asked me where Pete was, and I said I didn't know. Costello quickly organized a search team of police officers and headed off to the woods. I went also, hoping to find Pete and get him to safety before the sheriff or any of his men pulled the trigger. I didn't know what I could possibly do for my old friend, but I knew I had to try. Pete? Pete? You have to come out, man. We'll get you help. Mr. Chang turned me down, but there must be something we can do. Maybe that doctor you mentioned. Yeah, that's what we can try. Can't hurt, right? There you are. We've got a big mess on our hands. But we'll figure this out. You and me. Pete, don't look at me like that. I'm here to help you. Pete!
Mr. Rhodes, you all right?
Yeah,
I told you to go home, son. That beast could have killed you. Good thing I'm a crack shot, or you'd be a meal now, like that poor girl was. I'm gonna tell my men the hunt is over. I want you to go home, right now. I mean it.
I looked down at the dying lion, its body quivering in its death throes. It was then that I noticed it. On the animal's side, as though it was a part of its fur, was what looked like a tattoo. About the size of my fist. The tat looked like Pete's face. As the lion's life force faded, so did the tat. It grew smaller and smaller with each passing second. Just before the lion died, I saw the lips on the tattoo move ever so slightly, and faintly heard my old friend's voice one last time.
Help.
You have been listening to The Pen is Mightier, a Misfits Audio Halloween special, written and produced by Mike Murphy. Our cast included Chris Marcellus as Joel, Jan Anderson as Sheriff Costello, Trisha Groves as the deputy, Chris Poyer as Pete, Rebecca Thomas as Rachel, Glenn Haskell as Mr. Wu, and Russell Gold as Mr. Chang. Assistant producer, Captain John Tatterzak. Mixer, Daniel Krempa. Script editor, Arlene Osborne. Webmaster, April Sadowski. Art director, Alexa Chipman. Music for The Pen is Mightier was provided by Daniel Krempa and John Carl Toth. Please visit John's website at johnnytoth.wix.com/music to hear more of his wonderful music. Mike Murphy gratefully acknowledges the continued help of Arlene Osborne. All the characters portrayed herein are fictitious. Any resemblance to actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. This production is for enjoyment purposes only. I'm your narrator, Lori Firth. This is an original production of Misfits Audio. Copyright 2013. All rights reserved.